Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. Yes, this is the day that Jehovah has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad. I give glory to Elohim, the almighty creator of heaven and earth. Amen. For another gracious and great rising morning. I'm saying that every week because I mean it. It is a great and gracious and great rising morning. He didn't have to wake us up, but he did. I'm so glad he woke us up on time. I see a few of you remember to set your clock up too. Hallelujah and glory to the King. I just give him praise this morning. He's so worthy. And I'm just glad to be alive and here with you one more time. Yes. For all of those who made the choice to tune in on Crown Talking Drums Radio at this time to your schedule, I praise Jehovah. If you're tuning in live, it's early Sunday morning, the 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time hour, March the 10th, 2024. Time keeps right on ticking right into the future. Guess what? It's not going to stop. As long as we're still alive and living, time is going to keep ticking right into the future. I'm just grateful. It's the start of another brand new week. So welcome to For Such a Time as This Radio Broadcast Hour. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and once again, I'm just grateful to the Almighty Father that I have one more opportunity to share his goodness and his faithfulness. Hallelujah. He's so worthy. I thank him for giving me a willing heart to do his will, to be obedient to what he tells me to do and say. I'm grateful for that. I will never, hallelujah, take him for granted. He's worthy to be praised. So why would I want to take him for granted? And you know what? I take it and I count it as an honor and a privilege just to be a blessing to encourage someone else. Amen. Because not only am I encouraging you, but I encourage myself. Amen. With his truth that never changes. Amen. His truth that came here to set us free. Yes, it came here to elevate us up and bring us to his very presence, give us his life, the very Zoe life of himself. It brings him to the forefront, and I'm glad about that. His word, we know it cuts the sin. Amen. Anything that keeps us bound to it and keeps us or has us walking in disobedience to the Father, to his will, to his ways, whatever his word says, amen, what it instructs. If we're not doing it, amen, we're holding on to some kind of sin. I tell you, I don't want to keep sinning. I want him to show me in my life areas that I need to come up a little higher. Amen. I hope you have that in your heart as well. Amen. And you know, I have great respect and reverence for the Almighty Creator. I use his original Hebrew names. You know, the scripture, I just believe, well, this is what I believe. When you know better, you do better. When you learn the truth, you do the truth. Amen. And it's just where, that's just the way it is. So, as I'm talking and sharing, you'll hear me say Elohim. You already been hearing me say Elohim, which is, you know, God in the English, or Jehovah, the Lord, and sometimes you'll hear me say Master when it refers to Yeshua or Jesus or Messiah for Christ. Man changed those names in the English translation, but at the beginning, scripture was never written in English, and the Father says in Exodus, don't change my name. Amen. And when he was talked about, when the Messiah was talked about, that's who he was called, Messiah. Amen. But it got changed. It's okay. I'm going to use the right. I know better, so I'm doing better. Hallelujah. And you know what? It's just to have this faith and this belief, it's just a blessing, beyond a blessing. Words can't describe when you're walking in this faith and you believe in the Son, in the Son of Elohim, by the way of Elohim, by the way of him. That's the only way he came. Amen. But Elohim so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that means whosoever, believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a very familiar passage of scripture, John 3:16. Amen. See, it's beyond a blessing that those of us who have that faith and belief in the Son, hallelujah, Yeshua, the Messiah, and the anointed sent one, He is the Savior of this entire world. He's not just your Savior or my Savior, but He died. Amen. He was sent and came to earth in human flesh. Yes. Hallelujah. Sacrificed His life with the shedding of His blood, which was the ultimate and the final shedding of blood that atoned for all mankind's sins. Amen. And it's the only way mankind can be restored or reconciled back to the Almighty Creator. That's the only way we can get back to Elohim. Amen. That's the only way we can have a relationship. Hallelujah. Yeshua's mission was to set the example for those who follow and learn to live obedient lives by the instructions that He taught from His Father. Amen. And if you know Him and you come to believe in Him, He's become your Father. Hallelujah. Elohim is our Father. Amen. I know He's mine. And Yeshua, guess what? He's now seated at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession on behalf of the saints, those who living set apart lives, who's chosen, who's making the choice each and every day, amen, to live a set apart life, a holy life. Amen. That's what the pastor talked about that yesterday. You're holy. Amen. Amen. You are holy. When we live these set apart lives, we're holy. Amen. It has nothing to do with our outer appearance. He's changing us from the inside out. And I'm glad about that. Especially, you know, when you look around and see with all that's going on in this world around us, I'm so glad the Father sent a Savior. Amen. He came to give us shalom in the midst of all the chaos that's going on. You can turn it. I don't watch a lot of television, but the last I turned on just to watch some weather, the news, I saw all this craziness and it kicked back in the political and the governmental arena. Yeah, all that chaos still going on. It's just a mess. Amen. Still seeing, you know, young people, teenage crimes and the gun violence. All these things are still going on. Mental instability. Some of this may be right in your back door. Might right in your own family. I don't know. But you know what? I'm glad that I'm here to encourage you, to help us to continue to keep enduring, hallelujah, in this walk, on this journey of faith. Because it's a lot going on with the, you know, the gay rights and the lesbianism and the, you know, all those rights all twisted up, the abortion laws all jacked up. I mean, just so much going on in this world. And guess what? It's not going to stop. As we continue to stand firm in our faith, we're going to see it wax worse and worse. The scripture tells us that. Amen. Food prices still on the rise. Gas prices still on the rise. You know, gas will go up, come down, go up, come down. It's just still happening. Amen. Then you see all the disrespect these young people. Have mercy, Father. You see young people trying to tell their parents what to do. And guess what? The parents are letting them. What kind of mess is that? Just disrespect to their parents. They're disrespecting the elderly. And this is not just the young people, but you got the older people disrespecting their parents and the elderly. And when they're doing that, they're disrespecting themselves. Amen. They don't even have a respect for life itself. They're sad, but it's the truth. Amen. In what we're seeing is going on. But you know what? I'm glad we got another truth that come to set man free. Amen. With division is taking place in families on all kind of levels. Amen. Like I said, some who's hearing the sound of my voice right now, it may be some things take place right in your immediate family. But I'm just so glad. All this may seem like it's on a rise. It doesn't matter. Believers of the truth of Yeshua Messiah, we must continue to pray and trust the Heavenly Father fully, trust Him fully, and believe and take Him at what His word says. Amen. His word has the final say for every single battle. I don't care what it is you might be dealing with right now. I don't care what you dealt with on yesterday. Hallelujah. Maybe first thing this morning when you woke up. Amen. as the Father sees fit, though, I'm telling you. And being led by the Holy Spirit and his prompting, we're going to talk about some good news. Amen. We're going to talk about some good news, that word. If there's ever a time for some encouragement, kingdom building and kingdom encouragement through this word that's active, this word that's a living word, hallelujah, the word of Elohim himself, hallelujah. If there's ever a time for effectual, fervent prayer, not just any kind, but just effectual, fervent prayer, hallelujah, with what's going on in this world that we live in today, that time is now. So I hope, yes, you come with your spiritual ears to hear, amen, hallelujah, what the Father has to say, and your spiritual eyes open to see what's really going on in this world, and what's going on in your direct access, what's going on right in your home, amen, in your family, amen, as followers of Yeshua Messiah and his truth. He taught from the Father when we continue to go forth being those effective kingdom citizens in which the Most High has anointed and appointed us to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this brand new day that you've allowed us to see, a new day of your mercy. Hallelujah. Where we're not going to get what we may deserve. Your mercy is a new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. This is a new day of grace. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Well, we're probably going to get what we may not deserve. Oh, hallelujah. Help us not to take your mercy and your grace for granted. Hallelujah. Help us not to take you for granted. Thank you, Father, for waking us up. Hallelujah. We didn't wake up crazy. No, we talked about all the mental instability going on, but you woke us up in a right state of mind. And I know I want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We have the use and the activities of our limbs. Thank you, Father, that we can move about. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, for giving us the assistance that we need to move. Hallelujah. Even if there's a little ache or a little pain, as we move, we can shake it off. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We just give you praise for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives right now. Thank you, even that our senses are in operation, Father. Thank you for smelling, being able to smell and see and taste, and ears, having ears to hear. Father, thank you. Hallelujah. Being able to touch something and we can feel it. Father, thank you for our senses even being in operation. Just giving you praise for being our Jehovah. Hallelujah. You provide all things that we need. Not some things, but all things as we continue to trust you. Amen. Thank you, Father, that we didn't wake up homeless. We woke up with a roof over our head. And you are the Jehovah who's providing all the necessary needs that we need. You said you would give us all things that pertain to this life and godliness. You're helping us in the natural and in the spiritual, which is far more important. We thank you, Father. Oh, we don't take you for granted. I know I don't. I can't. I need you every second of every minute and every minute of every hour of every day of every week and every week of every month. I need you, Father. Hallelujah. I believe we all need you like never before for such a time as this. And we thank you, Father, for the guidance, hallelujah, and the help of your Holy Spirit, that we're going to speak your word to all the listening ears that come to hear, all the ones who want to be encouraged to hear what you have to say to us today. Thank you, Father. Thank you and welcome to you for infiltrating this time, hallelujah, with your presence. In the name of Yeshua, we pray, amen, amen, and to the Father be all the glory. Hallelujah. I'm just glad to be here. Can't stress that enough. Amen. And I'm just grateful to the Father. Amen. For what he's given me today. He's been kind of speaking this one word to me off and on this week with different situations I believe that I was facing in my own life. Amen. I believe he just kept saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be, I just kept hearing that word. Don't be afraid. Amen. So I believe that's what he wants me to talk about today. Being afraid. Amen. Or fearful. Amen. They mean the same thing, afraid or fear. And that can mean a multiple ranges of fear. It can mean, depending on the context in which you're coming with fear, it can mean that it's, you know, fear or being afraid or reverence, amen, or honor or respect to stand in awe of. It can mean so many different things, but we're coming from the aspect of fear, as it can be afraid. You know, it can be awful. It can be something that's awful to live in fear. Amen. It's a lot of people walking around on this earth who are living in fear. Amen. Their mind is tormented. They're in mental instability because they're living in total fear. They're afraid of everything. I mean, there's people that's dealing with that right now. Fear has taken over their mind. Amen. And we know the passage of scripture says that fear brings torment. Amen. And when torment comes, it just takes your mind. It can cause you to be all scattered over the place. It can take your mind completely because fear can cripple one in their mind. And there can be frozen in their thought processes. Fear can have a grip on an individual. Amen. It can just take them. It can paralyze the body. Fear, when fear overtakes a person and it continues to remain and overtake in that person, it can even paralyze their body. They won't move. They can have thoughts in their minds. Even when they were younger, they might have had dreams of things that they were going to do in their life. But some type of trauma happened and it brought fear into their life, into their mind. It crippled their mind and their thought processes, and it kept the body from moving. It paralyzed the mind. Fear is real. Amen. But we know the opposite of fear is faith. Amen. Faith and belief. Hallelujah. So I know that's why the Father wants me to talk about this. I had some situations this week where fear tried to grip my heart. That's why it's so important that we get in this word, that we meditate on this word. I can't stress that enough. Day and night. We got to have it. We got to keep the word coming in our ear gates. Amen. So when situations pop up and occur, we're able to continue to stand. I don't understand the Father, but he knows what he's doing. When he keeps giving these words, like I said, when he has me encouraging you, I encourage myself. When he has me looking up different passages of scriptures and different ones that come on my mind throughout the week when it's a situation going on, that's the only way it comes. Meditating on the word. Amen. And then as you continue to, when he gives you that word and it's okay, this is what you want me to talk about or whatever, you start looking up other passages of scripture, which a lot of them are familiar, but yet and still, they just reinforce, hallelujah, his love for you. He loves us so much. He wants us to know his truth in the midst of chaos, in the midst of the spirit of fear trying to overtake, hallelujah, oneself. Amen. One thing about a lot of people can walk in fear is because they're relying on their self too much, you know, relying on self-consciousness. Amen. And I know I'm doing a lot of talking here. This is just must be some things the Father want me to say. Self-consciousness. A lot of times we think just from self and our own way of thinking, a lot of times we think, well, you know, if I do that, you know, and then if the Father don't do that, you know, so, you know, I'm going to look stupid. A lot of times we're putting the focus on our own self. You know, if I do that and then it don't work, or if I say that and it don't happen, you know, maybe I'm out of line. Maybe, you know, I'm missing the Father. It's not about us. It's not about us. And that's one of the main problems I believe we can have as a people. We sometimes are our worst enemy. We bring more negativity in our own mind and in our own thought processes. We do more damage to ourselves. That's why we have to renew our mind with the word. Amen. So the word will pop up and not our own conscious thought. Amen. Because we're too self-conscious. So I want to ask you a question. What are you afraid of? Amen. What are you afraid of? Amen. We have nothing to be afraid of with Elohim. Amen. Nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to cause fear to grip us, to paralyze us. Amen. To take fully over, to make us be in self-consciousness of our way of thinking. Amen. As you know, our pastor's been talking about, you know, for the past couple of weeks about, you know, the two spirits that we have. We possess two spirits. And it's the truth. I've always known that. You got one spirit, which is your own spirit. You know, the way you used to doing things and your own way of thinking and thought processes. But then we have the Holy Spirit. We have Elohim Spirit that speaks to us. Amen. That's leading us. And that's the spirit we want to take completely over. Amen. I know I do. Amen. I want to walk in the Spirit daily so I won't fulfill the lust of this flesh, that spiritual man of me. And I'm that natural man of myself. That natural man of yourself. I pray you have that same desire. Amen. Because self-consciousness can just mess us up because we're thinking about what people think. See, we got to get delivered from that. What people might think of me if I do this or if I do that. You know, if you pray healing over someone and then it don't come to pass, what people going to think? It doesn't matter what they think. You still speak the word. You got to speak that word in and out of seasons. When it's received, when it's not received. Amen. You can't let your faith falter. Amen. Letting our faith falter, letting our faith fail is giving the enemy an avenue to come in to bring fear. Amen. And fear, like I stated, the scripture lets us know fear brings torment. And every evil, it brings torment with it. Amen. To torment our mind. Amen. We don't have to be concerned about losing our self-image. Amen. Because we're not reflecting ourselves. We're reflecting our Creator. That's who we should be reflecting. Amen. So we need to lose ourselves so we can become more like Him. Amen. That's the focal point here. Becoming more and more like the Messiah. Amen. Through the eyes of our Father, He wants to see us like He saw His dear Son. Amen. He already sees us that way, really. Amen. But we have our mind on our own self so much, we're not looking at the bigger picture. He's looking at the final outcome. He sees the final outcome in us at the very beginning. What an awesome Creator we serve. I tell you, I love Him. So since we don't have anything to be afraid of, we need to stop being afraid. Amen? Amen. Amen. And the scripture encourages us through that. Amen. In Hebrews, the 13th chapter. And this is very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. 13th chapter. And I'm just going to read these two verses. The fifth and the sixth verse. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, who is He? We're going to find out in a minute. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. If He's already said it, and if it had been, you know, a lot of times we read the passage of scripture, they say, for it is written. So it says, He has said, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Well, where did He originally say this? So I said, okay, where did you say that, Father? I did some digging. In Joshua, the book of Joshua, the first chapter. Amen. Let us go back there. And then we're going to come back to Hebrews. Joshua verses, I thought I had it marked. Oh, here I go again. I had some passages marked and some didn't. Ooh, thank you, Father. Go to the book of Joshua. And I think I'm going to read Joshua 1. We're going to start at the first verse. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, it came to pass that Jehovah spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, that have I given unto you. You hear that? From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. There it is. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. The Father spoke it to Joshua just as he was with Moses. And guess what? We come down through that lineage. Guess what? He's speaking the same thing to us today. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Amen. We have come into the fold of the family. But I want to continue to read a couple more verses. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe the due according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. See, that law is important for us, hallelujah, to follow after the commandments that were given. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. See, this law and these commandments have never changed. Amen. But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. There's that word. Don't be afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For Jehovah, your Elohim, is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That has not changed. This same command and commitment is part of our instruction. Amen. If it was given then, this is what Yeshua came teaching. Hallelujah. It's given to us now. Amen. I'm so grateful this morning. He's telling us not to be afraid. Hallelujah. He's with us whithersoever, just as he was with Moses. He was with Abraham. He was with Joshua. Hallelujah. He was with David. He's with us. Whithersoever we go, we must believe that. The sixth verse, Hebrews 13, says, so that we may boldly say, Jehovah is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We don't have a reason to be afraid. We don't have to be fearful. Amen. Fear. When you look that word up, hallelujah, in the Hebrew, of course, it means fear, revere, be afraid, to stand in awe of, to honor, to respect. When you look it up in the Greek, the word was phobo. Amen. You've heard of the people say phobia. People have different phobias. Amen. A lot of times it's attached to some type of fear. Amen. That makes sense. That word phobia would be the Greek word for fear. The majority of the usages in the New Testament letter writing. Amen. And it just makes so much sense. And that's what it means. Fear, to be afraid, to tremble at times. It just depends, amen, on what is being stated and in the context of its writing. But see, we have nothing, hallelujah, absolutely nothing to be afraid of, because our Father's with us every step of the way. Every step of the way, he's with us. Amen. And we have to continue to call on him, because we don't know what we may have to be called upon to do in this journey, who we may be called to help out in this journey. Amen. And fear has no way to grip us. We can't let it grip us and cripple us. Amen. In our thought processes, in our body, keeping us from moving forward in what thus saith Jehovah. Whatever he leads us to do, we can't let fear come in, getting all caught up in ourselves, thinking about what man is going to think. I could care less. You don't have, man doesn't have a heaven or a hell to put me in. I fear, I reverence, hallelujah, my Heavenly Father, my Creator, hallelujah. And I have asked him over and over, continue, Father, to give me the boldness that I need. Because there are times where I do feel a little timid about things. Amen. You probably do too. That's where we have to continue to call on our Father. He's there to help us. He's there to aid us through the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit will bring his word back to us. When we get in the word and meditate on something we may be dealing with and we look up certain words or do a word search on something, you know, a lot of times that's where we get our encouragement. That's where I get mine from, the word. Hallelujah. That is my encouragement. There's not too much a person can say if they're not talking scripture or not talking, you know, a lot of times you, yeah, just by your conversation, as even as the apostle said, yes, it was so good. He said, sometimes you're talking to someone and you're not even using the word, but you're encouraging them in the word and you're not even using the word. It makes so much sense. I do it all the time. Look at you, Father, just continuing to confirm yourself over and over. That's what he does with us. Amen. And guess what? He's not a respect of person. You probably can relate in your own life. What times where you weren't just giving the word out, but you was encouraging somebody, a word example, but not even using a scripture. Amen. We have to do it all the time. It's the way, and a lot of times you're the first person, that person to come back. Even if they don't want to deal with you at the moment, you're still encouraging them. They'll come right back to you. Say, can you pray for me? Yeah, I need your prayers. This, that, and the third. Amen. I deal with that a lot from people that I talk to that aren't faith believers yet. Amen. And it's just a blessing, hallelujah, that they see, hallelujah, the Yeshua in you. Oh, yeah. They see the glory of the Father on your life. That's an awesome representation. Amen. And we can't take that for granted. Amen. Thank you, Father. Even want to encourage us with what is the next passage of scripture? Oh, hallelujah. Yes, let us go to the book of Romans. Thank you, Father. This word is always a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We're going to start at 8 and 29. For whom he did foreknow, Romans 8:29, he also did predestinate. We were predestinated ahead of time to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. I'm just so glad that the Father knew us. Amen. And knew that we were going to come to the point, wherever we are in our journey, he knew we was going to come up and come to the point where we were going to be coming and wanted to become more like the image of his son. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be more and more like Yeshua. That's why it's important. His example was set for us to follow and pattern after. When he came teaching, we are to follow the same suit. Amen. That's what will keep us lined up. That will keep us in line with what the truth says. Amen. For moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. What shall we say then? Say to these things. If Elohim be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? These are questions that are asked here. Amen. That Paul has been used to ask to the Romans. Amen. He has given us all these things. Amen. The Father, he predestined us and he's given us all these things. Yes, hallelujah. 8:33, who shall lay anything to the charge of Elohim's elect? Are you his elect? Are you his chosen? It is Elohim who justifies. See, he's the one. We have nothing to be afraid of. He's encouraging us right here. We are his elect. We are his saints. Those who've been set apart. Amen. To live set apart lives. Are we living those set apart lives? Those holy lives. Amen. That we've been predestined to live. Amen. And we have our example. Mm. Who is he that condemneth? It is Messiah that died, yeah, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Elohim, who also maketh intercession for us. I say that almost every time coming into the introduction. Every time, because it's the truth. He is at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. So it doesn't matter if someone's condemning us. Amen. Who is he that condemneth? Noah, who's judging? Who's condemning? Amen. They don't even have a right. Messiah, he died. But he rose again. Amen. He took care of the condemnation. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Messiah Yeshua. My. We keep getting encouraged with the word. There's no condemnation to us because of Messiah, because of what he did. Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Messiah? Shall tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? See, all these things that we go through and deal with can bring fear. Amen. All of this. But guess what? Should it separate us from the love of Messiah? No. That's a question that's being asked there. As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor these things that are present, whatever's going on right now, nor things to come that we don't know about. But guess what? The Father already knows. That's why we don't need to allow. We have nothing to be afraid of. He's with us every step of the way. Every step of the way. But we must recognize that regardless of what tries to come up, things to come. Hallelujah. What's going on right now? What's present? Shouldn't be able to separate us from the love of Yeshua. Hallelujah. The Father. His love endures forever. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Elohim, which is in Yeshua Messiah, our master. Hallelujah. He is our master. Hallelujah. What a blessing for this word. Hallelujah. And we read Romans 8, 29 down to 39, just to continue to encourage us to not be afraid, because we will never be forsaken. Hallelujah. We got to grab a hold of that. We got to believe it, and we got to act on it. Oh, yes. We got to act on what this word says. Amen. And when we do, the more we do it, the more we're going to realize that we don't have to be afraid anymore. Hallelujah. We have nothing to be afraid of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Just as he encouraged Joshua, he's encouraging us today. Thank you, Father. And your word, hallelujah, is what you're doing that with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. See, fear isn't just a reaction, something we react to with, you know, external situations or circumstances that's going on in our lives. Fear is a spiritual force. And it doesn't come from Father. Amen. The only type of fear that comes from him is that reverential fear that we have where we stand in awe of who he is. That fear. But see, that's not the fear we're talking about today. We're talking about a gripping fear that can paralyze you in your mind, that can paralyze you in your body, keep you from moving forward in what the Father's called you to do. You and me. Fear has been designed to do just that. And where does it come from? The enemy. It's a spiritual force. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we talked about praise last week being that weapon as a spiritual force. And it's very important, hallelujah, that we have that weapon of praise. Amen. And I tell you, I was tested in that word this week. Woo! My. But even at the same time, the Father had given me a song. And as I was singing it, he used to do that when I was real young, give me songs. I'd be in the shower or something. He'd give me songs. But this time I said, Father, if you bring that back, I remember praying that not too long ago. So he said, record it on your phone. I immediately got my phone and start recording. Hallelujah. I've been kind of singing that song off and on. I don't know what other words he's going to put with it. I'm going to start writing it down. But I praise Jehovah. Hallelujah. But see, when you share a word a lot of times, that word is going to be tested. When you encourage, that word is going to be tested. Hallelujah. And fear tried to grip me a few times this week. I've been telling you a liar, huh? Ain't no fear going to stand here. I trust the Father. Oh, yes, I do. See, fear is it's a spiritual force as well. And it begins on the inside of us, in that natural man of us, the way we're used to reacting and thinking about things. Amen. A fear can have a grip, but that's Satan's primary weapon. That's when he uses to hinder us, to stop us, to keep us from moving forward, to paralyze us. Come on now. Oh, my. I'm thankful. He moves in response to fear. See, when we're moving in fear, that's just like an animal. Animals are more fearful of you than you should be of them. Amen. I used to have all these different animals that they had around my house. Still got a bunch of cats. But I used to get a certain fear about them. I'm like, wait a minute, I got authority over them, according to the word. Amen. When man came here, when Adam and Eve came, they had authority even over the animals. And we still have that authority today. They have a certain fear from you. They're more fearful of you than you are them. But guess what? They can sense fear too. I said, okay, Father, you rise up in me. You haven't given me no spirit of fear. Amen. But a lot of times I was dealing with that from these different animals. Not anymore. Amen. It seemed like the cat multiplied. Seemed like they multiplied. My brother was here yesterday, and it was like three of them in the front yard right there up under his car. I opened the door. I said, what y'all looking at? No, they turned and looked at me, and two of them scattered. The other one just stood there and looked at me. I said, yeah, I'm talking to you too. Then he just kind of went on under the car. Amen. But I'm just saying that to let us know that fear, it doesn't come from the Father. Amen. But Satan, when fear has taken a seed or gotten planted on the inside of you, to whatever form it is, amen, that's what the enemy responds to. Amen. That's his weapon he uses to keep us bound. Amen. But see, Elohim moves totally opposite. The opposite of fear is faith. When we trust him, when we believe him, amen, take it at what his word says, that will move fear out of the way. That will remove the torment of that fear to whatever area it is. Because a lot of times when it comes, you can kind of feel it in the pit of your stomach at first. It does work on the inside, but then if you continue to think on that and meditate on that, guess what? That fear will come into your mind, and it will start crippling you. Amen. It will cripple your mind, and we don't have time for that. It's too many people. Amen. Now, the harvest out here is plenteous, but the labors are few. Father, send forth your labors into the kingdom. Thrust them forth. We got work to do, and we can't do it in fear. Amen. Father, free us. Hallelujah. Free us in the name of Yeshua. Thank you for doing it. We cannot be fearful to do what the Father has told us to do. And one of the examples, I'm reminded even now, when Peter walked on the water. Remember that? In the book of Matthew, Yeshua invited him to come and walk. And he immediately went out there on that water. But then as soon as he took his eyes off Yeshua, he took his eyes off what Yeshua had instructed him to do. He took his eyes off the instructions. We're instructed in his word. We got to keep our eyes on the instructions. He started looking at the wind that was blowing and howling in the boisterous wind. He took his eyes off the focal point. See, we can't do that. these winds and these boisterous things, they're going to come. These storms, these tests, they're going to come. They're going to come in our lives. Amen. But we have to know what the word says. Keep our eyes on Yeshua. Keep our eyes on the prize, on the word. What, that's what enabled Peter to walk on the water. His faith was in that word, what Yeshua said. So if our faith is in the word of what's being said to us, guess what? Fear has no room. It can't stay. It can't not linger. It's got to go. It got to go. I don't know if that's correct English or not. It has got to go. Let's put it in correct English. But what caused him to sink? And the same thing will happen for us. Amen. We're talking about fear today. What caused him to sink was that taking his eyes. He became afraid. He got afraid. Took his eyes off what the word said. The word that had already been spoken. Come. Ha. Father's telling us to come. Fuck with me. Ha. Spend some time in my presence. Get in the word. Hallelujah. Meditate on it. You just read that one from Joshua. Amen. Meditate on it. Ha. Day and night. Yes, I'm going to always be with you. I'm never going to leave you. Never going to forsake you. Meditate on me. Hallelujah. Oh, let us keep going. I'm okay. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I'm just grateful that happened just come. Hallelujah. Peter's situation. Amen. Amen. And we can be the same way. Amen. Looking at our circumstances, looking at our situations, and getting our eyes off of the prize. Amen. Amen. That prize of eternal life that we're going to have when we keep our mind and our focus staying on Yeshua Messiah, on the word. Hallelujah. That word is our food for thought to keep us out of fear. When we look at the situation and it looks defeated and it looks like there's no promise to it, that brings fear. Because our eyes have got on looking at it, saying it's defeated. We got to keep our eyes on the promise keeper. The word is our promise keeper. Oh, yes. We keep our eyes on the word. Guess what? Our faith won't fail. Fear won't come in. The word, the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our path. Hallelujah. And that's only developed. Our faith is only developed. I'm meditating on that word. Fear, guess what? So if faith is developed by meditating on the word, fear is developed by meditating on Satan's lies. Him telling you a lie in the midst of the situation or the circumstance. Who are we going to believe? Who are you going to believe? Come on. We got to believe this word. We got to take Father at his word. Amen. Thank you, Father. 2 Timothy, yes, 2 Timothy, that passage of scripture. For Elohim have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. See, we wouldn't have, if we didn't have a sound mind, our mind would be paralyzed. But that's what Father came to give us, a sound mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for a sound mind. Yes, you haven't given us the spirit of fear. It is a spirit, a spiritual force. We just talked about that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let us go to Psalms. I want to encourage us even the more. Hallelujah. Psalm 27. And I believe we're going to read that in its entirety of the 14th verse. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Who shall I be afraid of? Whom? What? Whom shall I be afraid of? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? There it is again. Whom shall I fear and whom shall I be afraid? Now, one thing I noticed with this word fear and afraid a whole lot of the passage of scripture use the same in the use Hebrew, same definition. Hebrews 3:3-7-2. I mean, yeah, the 33:72 was the definition of Yahweh. Yahweh, that's the Hebrew word for afraid and for fear. They mean the same thing. When you're afraid, a lot of times that's fear. It's the same thing. It's two different words. Amen. But Jehovah's our light. He illuminates for us. He illuminates the way for us. He is our salvation. And he's continuously saving us daily. Amen. Salvation, I said this before, is not a one-time deal. He's continuously delivering us. He's continuously delivering us and setting us free from something. He's continuously giving us victory in areas. Amen. And that's what salvation means in this passage. Yesha. Yesha. He's continuously bringing us into safety, delivering us, rescuing us. Amen. That's what salvation is. So whom shall I fear? Who shall I be afraid of if my mind is on him and his mind is on me? He's walking me through every step of every situation and circumstance. He's my strength. He is the strength. Jehovah is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? He's our strength. He's our light. He's our salvation. We don't have to be afraid of nothing. The second verse. When the wicked, even mine enemy and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. We got to remember what this word says. We got to remember who is our light and our salvation and our strength. Hallelujah. So when the wicked coming through different people and situations and circumstances where the enemy tries to get in your mind with that situation or circumstances or through that person. Amen. They come upon you to eat you up, but they're going to stumble and fall because we know what the word says. We put not trust in what the word says and in the source of the word, which is Elohim and Messiah himself. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. My inner being, my inner man shall not fear. The war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. I will be confident, hallelujah, that my heart shall not fear. Amen. My inner man is filled with the word, with the promises. Hallelujah. And that's what the Holy Spirit is going to bring right back up. One thing have I desired of Jehovah, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah and to inquire in his temple. See, we inquire. We're continuing to go into his presence. Get into that place, hallelujah, of meditation. Sometimes you just sit there and don't say a word. Father, I'm just acknowledging your presence. I'm just going to sit here. If you have anything to say to me, I'm ready to listen. Sometimes we're so busy talking and asking for something. Get quiet in his presence. Be still in his presence and let him show you that I am your, I am Elohim. Yes, I am your God, the almighty creator. Hallelujah. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. His pavilion, his temple, all these things basically mean the same thing. His presence. He's going to hide us in his pavilion. That means a thicket, a booth, a place of going to meet with him. Amen. They mean pretty much the same thing, though different words. Amen. Hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. That's in his presence right there. Shall he hide me? He shall set me up upon a rock. Who's the rock? He's the rock. He set me up. I'm standing strong in him and in the power of his might. Oh, yes. See, putting on the full armor. Hallelujah, which is the word. Hallelujah. We can stand strong in him and in the power of his might. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalm 27, verse 6. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. All glory round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto Jehovah. See, we're offering praises and joy in his presence. Because even when the enemy come in, hallelujah, like a flood, huh, the spirit of Jehovah is going to lift up a standard. Hallelujah. My. He's warring against us. We already read. He's praying. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Yeshua is making intercession for us that we be successful. Amen. That we listen. We follow his instructions. Hallelujah. Hear, O Jehovah. Ha, my. When I cry, this is the seventh verse, with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. We want him to hear us when we cry. That's why we have to get in his presence. We have to rejoice in him. Hallelujah. Always. Hallelujah. Rejoice in him always, even when bad seems to be taken over. Rejoice in him because he's still good. He's still good, even in the midst of bad. Hallelujah. He's still faithful, even in the midst of bad. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Jehovah, will I see. When you're seeking his face, what are you seeking? His very presence. Oh, yes. Seeking the very presence of the Father. Not his hand, but his face. Ha! Oh, yes. His hand is going to follow. But we got to seek him. Learn more who he is. Hallelujah. He said, and said, hide not your face far from me. Put not your servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O Elohim, of my salvation. Here David is once again, crying out to him, thanking him, praising him, recognizing him, continuing to go into his presence, but he yet still saying, hallelujah, Father, don't hide your face from me. Stay right there when I come to you, you're right there. Hide not your face from me. Sometimes we mess up, and David messed up a lot. But one thing about him, he was quick to repent. Guess what? We probably mess up a lot too. I know I do. But Father is quick. Sometimes I say something wrong, not necessarily just like I'm living a sinful life. Oh no, let's not get it twisted. But sometimes I do make errors. I say something wrong. Sometimes I might do something wrong. But I'm quick. I want to be quick to get it right. Oh, Father, that was wrong. Help me. Help me get myself together. Help me keep myself together. Amen. We have to take our relationship personally because we're working out our salvation, our soul salvation with fear and trembling, with the reverential fear. We're not afraid, but we have a reverential fear of working it out between the Creator, hallelujah, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When my father and my mother forsake me, then Jehovah will take me up. See, we may have some family members that don't want nothing to do with us, but it don't matter. We got the Father. Hallelujah. He's got us. That's what matters. Teach me your way, O Jehovah, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Show me where to detour. Hallelujah. Because the enemies are all around me and because they're sitting there watching, wanting me to fail. Oh, yeah, wanting me to fail. Wanting me to cave in and quit. Wanting you to cave in. Wanting you to fail. Your enemies are always watching you. Amen. But we want the Father, Jehovah. We want him to lead us in a plain path. Hallelujah. He will show us the detour. Don't go that way. No, don't do that this time. Don't say that this time. Say this. They used to you saying that. Say this time. We have to be so sensitive and in tune in the realm of the spirit. We have to have those ears to hear. Hallelujah. For when the Holy Spirit speaks, we'll be able to speak what he says and nothing else. Just like Yeshua. When the Father spoke, he spoke exactly what he said and nothing else. He didn't add nothing to it. And he didn't take nothing away from it. Amen. That's exactly what we have to do when it comes to speaking truth. Don't take nothing from, don't add nothing to. We're instructed that in the Bible. Psalm 27:12. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. See? Enemies was all around David. Enemies going to be all around us. That's why we have this word to encourage us. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of Jehovah in the land of the living. See, we're still living. We're going to faint and fail if we don't continue to believe to see the goodness of Jehovah. He continues to prevail on our behalf. That's why we must trust him. We have to take him at his word. Wait on Jehovah. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on Jehovah. He's going to strengthen us in our inner man. Hallelujah. We have, hallelujah, nothing to be afraid of. Thank you for your encouragement, Father. Oh, we bless you. Hallelujah. Nothing to be afraid of. Oh, let's get to the, and the next passage of scripture. Because you know what? It is possible to live free from fear. It's possible. We ask, what are you afraid of? Is there anything you're afraid of? I had some situations this week that popped up that caused me to have some fear. My brother had a situation going on, and I knew he couldn't do this procedure to himself. And I was like, okay, well, Father, you know, going into his belly with a long toothpick, going into somebody's body like you're like a medical person. I'm not a medical person. Fear kind of gripped me. Father, can I do that? He said, you can do all things. I'm going to give you the strength. But fear tried to grip me at first. Will I be able to do that? And she sent me home and told me I got to do this. And I was like, oh. So he don't know I was thinking about that. Before I said, okay, Father, you know, fear gripped me. I need to do this for him. He can't do that. He can't see down below his belly button to stick that thing in him and pull it out and then put the other piece of tissue back in his stomach. He can't see that and then cover himself and keep himself clean. He can't do that. I said, okay, I'm going to do that. But then fear gripped me. I said, wait a minute. I started talking to Father again. That's when I heard the second time. You can do all things. I'm going to give you the strength. Ah, my. That's all it took. I was free then from that fear. So that's what I'm telling you. You don't know what we're going to have to encounter. That's why the scripture let us know we was even encouraged. We don't know what's present. We don't know what's to come. We don't know, but he will strengthen us for that part of the journey. I'm sure there's something you can think about right now where you're probably aiding and helping someone else. You didn't think you could do it, but the Father's strengthening you with every fiber in your being. He's putting his strength on you. He's putting his super on your natural. Oh, hallelujah. So then the natural ability, we would fail. We wouldn't be able to do it. Fear would grip us. We would be crippled in our mind and in our body, paralyzed in our bodies. My. Thank you, Father. See, the Holy Spirit, he knows how to bring back what we need. He puts people around us to help us too. You know, there's multitude there's a council, there's safety in the council of a multitude, depending on, as long as it's, you know, godly counsel. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's possible to live free from fear. Regardless, in this dangerous world, this unpredictable world, I mean, you know, we talked about all this mess that's going on in this world now. And it's just going to wax worse as long as we're living. But we don't have to live in fear, because fear does not dictate to us. Faith, we walk by faith. We walk by faith in our ability to believe in what the word says. We don't walk by what we see. We quote this scripture. Do we really live this way? I walk by faith, not by sight. Really? Okay. So when your faith is tested, will you continue to stand and not walk in that fear? that's trying to grip you. Ha. Come on now. When I say you, I'm talking about me. Hallelujah. I'm talking about me too. Because we're going to be tested. Oh, yes. We're going to be tested. Then I had another situation. I know I had a root situation going on in the home. There's different situations happening. One thing after another with stuff around the house. And I'm like, Father, what do you want me to do? You want me just to sell this house? What do you want me to do? I know you put me here. You gave me here. I didn't even want to come to Gaston. But you placed me here. Now I'm here. My husband was here with me when you placed us here. But now I'm here. What do you want me to do? You got to send me the help I need. You know all these different things that's going on. Then I get a roof prediction and they say, well, not just that part of your roof. The whole roof needs to be done. Get the amount of how much it is. I'm like, whoa. I said, okay, Father. You got to help me with this one now here. I'm expecting to see your hand. Then I talked, and I had already talked to this one individual. And they just spoke wisdom and told me what to do. And I did just that. They mentioned that before, but I had so many different things going on. That was, you know, because the leak, I would see it every now and again. And it was just not a fresh thing on my mind. But then it got to the point, I really got to get this addressed. I really got to get this addressed. So that wisdom, for the second time that this person spoke to me, I put it into action. So I'm trusting the Father. But fear tried to grip me with that amount. Like, okay, where that's going to come from? You got to do this thing, Father. So I'm trusting him to do it. Amen. We have to trust him. I don't care what's come. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. But the enemy is going to try to come and throw you off. Well, you believe him from that. That was a little bit. But there's a lot. You're going to believe him for that too. He's going to come. Yeah, he comes through every time. Every time. He'll come through for you every time because he's faithful. Hallelujah. He's faithful. Seek his face and his hand will follow. So it is possible to live free from fear. That was my last statement I had. That I had to encourage us with. And then I want to take us to Psalm 91. And this is very familiar passage of scripture. Psalm 91. Let's turn to Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And I'm going to start at the first verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, not might, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When we are dwelling in the secret place, in his presence, hallelujah, in his covering, that's what the secret, in his hiding place, in his shelter, when we're dwelling there, my, of the Most High, we're going to abide under his shadow. We're going to dwell under his shadow. We're going to lodge right there. Amen. We're going to always be reminded to go right there. See, he's going to abide with us when we make the choice. See, this is a promise only to those. It's not just to anybody. These promises are not just to anybody that walk on this earth. Though Yeshua, yes, he came for this entire world. But it's a lot of people walking around rejecting him, don't want to have nothing to do with him. Yeah. So this is not for them. This is only for those of us who have grasped hold to this promise. We abide. We dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. We continuously, constantly get in his presence. That's what it means to remain, to continue, to dwell, to abide under his shadow. We're continuously living in union with him. That's what we're doing. Hallelujah. I got to keep his word. Hallelujah. I got to keep his word and obey his voice. That's what we're doing when we're abiding under his shadow. 91 and 2. I will say of Jehovah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim. In him will I trust. He is my refuge. Hallelujah. I can run to him at any time. He is my shelter. In the time of a storm, in the time of a test, in the time of a trial, in the time of a temptation, I can run to him. He is my refuge. Ah, yes, and he is my fortress. Hallelujah. He's my stronghold. Oh, yes. He will take hold of me. Huh? My. He's my stronghold. He's my castle. Huh? Hallelujah. I can dwell in his very presence. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, from those who's trying to come against us, huh, with words, with what their actions or whatever they're trying to do to stop and block. We're dwelling in a secret place. He's our refuge. He's our fortress. Hallelujah. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. My. That's putting on that full armor. That word, his truth is the word. That's our shield and our buckler. He's covering us with a covering. An example, you think about an eagle with a long wingspan that they have. Amen. Eagle or ostrich or dove. Just think about those different type birds that have a large wingspan. He covers us. My. Under his wings with those feathers. And we got to trust in that truth. My. 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. We don't have to be afraid. We can live free from fear. We're covered. He keeps reminding us, I'm going to be with you always. I'm going to constantly cover you. Just trust me. Just take me at what my word says. You don't have to fear terror by day, nor the arrow that flies by, terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Amen. Though I got an alarm system on this house, when I go to sleep at night, I trust the Father to take care of me, to keep me covered. Amen. Sometimes people go, they don't even think about that. They think that alarm system is just it. No, I put it on because I have it, and it's paid for. But I have to trust in the Almighty that he's going to keep anybody from trying to break in, keeping them away from their residence. Amen. There's a lot of burglary and armed robberies and things taking place nowadays all around us in this wicked world. We better trust and hide in his wings. I have to. Amen. When I come home at night and when I've been out, gone, and come home at night, I say, okay, Father, I know you already at the house. On my way home, I'm praying. I know your angel's already on guard. Amen. I'm going to go in the house in safety. We have to think this way. Sometimes we take it so much for granted. We can't. I know I can't. I need his protection 24/7, 365, sometimes 366 like it is this year. This year's a leap year in this Gregorian calendar that we use, this calendar that we use daily. Because biblically, we haven't even, the new year is about to come. It's coming either tomorrow or Tuesday, biblically. But on this Gregorian calendar, we're in the month of March. Amen. But we have to trust the Father at all times. That's the point I'm making. Amen. Nor the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. See, it's all around us. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen. We must confess this word. It's the thing people dropping off with it when the COVID came out. And I believe it's still lingering. I hadn't heard too much. I'm not really sure. Still lingering around. But a lot of people was dying and dropping off. My confession was this right here, Psalm 91:7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. I said, no sickness shall come nigh thy dwelling. My husband didn't get it, and I didn't get it. And my husband had some issues going on in his body, even at that time. But did he get COVID? No. This was a confession in this house daily. Hallelujah. Glory. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. See, when the wicked is coming against you, you don't have to fight. The word is fighting for you, but you're going to see it with your own eyes. I've seen this happen over and over too. I didn't have to rejoice in it. I just knew what the word said. The word has told me this. So I said, okay, I'm not surprised. Because thou hast made Jehovah, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. See, we dwell in his presence. Oh, yes, we made him our dwelling place. I know I have. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Yeah, it is. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. They'll keep us from stumbling and making crazy mistakes. He has his angels encamped around us. That's why I'm so conscious to loose them to go forth before me. Amen. The ministering spirit that's there to help me. Has a child, help to save me and deliver me. Amen. Hallelujah. We are his children. We were predestined. I know I'm predestined. I believe you are too, or you wouldn't be listening to this message. Even if you're somebody listening that hadn't made a conscious choice to believe on the Father yet, to believe that he sent his son for the saving of your sin, you're predestined. Or you wouldn't be listening to this message right now. You wouldn't be listening to this word of encouragement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon and shalt thou trample under feet. See, we have the authority to tramp that enemy. Keep under our feet. Hallelujah. We have the word. I'm standing up today. I'm not even sitting down. I'm standing up talking today. I heard Paul say, stand up. Hallelujah. I'm standing up. And you probably heard me stomping my feet. I know that's where the enemy belongs, under my feet. We shall tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon when they're roaring. Because he's like a roaring lion. Then say he is a roaring lion. Don't get it twisted. The scriptures say he's like a roaring lion. But we have authority over him with this word. Hallelujah. Psalm 91:14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. See, he's going to deliver us continuously because we're setting our love upon him in his presence, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, constantly dwelling. Amen. He shall call upon me and I will answer him and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Long life, I'm decreeing and declaring it over my life, that I will walk and I will not be tormented. I will not be, hallelujah, crippled with fear in my mind or paralyzed in my back, in my body. Neither will any dream, hallelujah, that he's given me, dreams he's given me years ago, will they be stopped because of fear. Amen. We have to take authority over these fears. Amen. I know you've been dealing with some. He wouldn't have gave me this message if you weren't. He said, free yourself today. Hallelujah. He said, when the word goes forth, after the word, he said, signs and wonders shall follow. I'm believing, hallelujah, today, March 10th, 2024. Amen. Today, you will no longer walk in that fear. Hallelujah. Fear has torment, and torment does not come from Elohim. It comes from Satan himself. I decree and declare today you are free from fear. Hallelujah. You are free from being afraid to walk forth, to walk in the calling that the Father has commanded you. Hallelujah. Predestined you to walk in. Hallelujah. I give him glory right now. I decree it and I declare it. Hallelujah. Draw closer to Jehovah. Hallelujah. continue to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Draw closer. Abide. Hallelujah. No matter how dangerous this world becomes, because it's going to become even more dangerous. From the Lord. Hallelujah. From Jehovah. I hear it. It's going to increase more and more according to the word, as long as we're living. Hallelujah. But he shall surely deliver you from it all. Hallelujah. He's delivering me from it all, through it all, in it all. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank him this morning. Hallelujah. And there was one final passage of scripture. Amen. Though John the Revelator was in the book of Revelation, was writing this to a specific assembly of Smyrna. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it today. Hallelujah. Fear none of these things. Thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you. This is Revelation 2 and 10. I want to close with this. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if I mentioned it. The devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. Some of you are going to go into the prison, have been in the prison of your own mind, your own thought processes. Hallelujah. You've been held captive. Freedom has come today, though, that you may be tried and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Amen. The key is to be faithful unto death, regardless of what comes. Do not be afraid of anything that's going to come. Hallelujah, because things are going to come. Hallelujah. But we thank the Father above that the devil's going to be cast, hallelujah, away from us. He's going to be cast away from us in the end. We're going to receive a crown of life. And that 11th verse says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assembly. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Hallelujah. That means we're going to be able to inherit, hallelujah, in the end, the crown of life. Hallelujah. I pray you were encouraged today. I know I was. I just thank the Father this morning for giving this word. Hallelujah. To discourage, to dispel, to expose, hallelujah, fear. But it is dispelled away from us. It is cast from us. Amen. I'm going to open up the lines if there is a prayer request, a comment pertaining to the message. Amen. If not, I'm going to just close us out in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Okay, let us close out with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for this word. The word has already been spoken. The commands have already been made. The proclamations, the declarations have already been made. And we thank you. Going forward from today, hallelujah, you have set us free. Anything that has held us captive and bound in the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. We thank you that we will walk forth in you, in the freedom that you have came. You sent your son to set the captive free. And we thank you. No longer will we be bound and captive to the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. For you have given us the spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. And we thank you for that today. We thank you as we go about this week that you're already going forth before us. Any crooked path, we ask that you smooth it out, straighten it out for us, Father. We loose our angelic hosts to go forth before us, our ministering spirits to keep us in all our ways of going and doing. We give you praise. We give you glory as we continue to dwell in your secret place. Hallelujah. You know what we have need of. We thank you for not just meeting the need, but superseding the need. And we give you praise. Thank you for phenomenal favor and debt cancellation. We decree it and we declare it that our money will be freed up to do better service for you and your kingdom. In Yeshua's name, we pray. We love you and we thank you. Amen, amen. And to you, Father, be all the glory. Jehovah bless you and keep you. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.